to my new housemate boyfriend. Woo! Thank you again for moving in with me and for spending all this time with me. I never thought I could have this much fun at this age, especially after having a family. I really, really appreciate you, baby boy. Oh, that's right. How are we going to tell John? This will be hard to share, since he tried so hard to keep me away from you. No, you're not going to be his dad. He's old enough to not need a new one. You guys will still be best friends, right? I'd feel really terrible if I were the reason for you two to end your friendship. You're right. I think I'm just overthinking things. Alfreda's here. Thank you, Darl. Compliments to the chef. Oh, the chef's a rat? Well, compliments to him. Miss? Are you okay? Yeah, we're fine now. Yeah, thanks. That was odd. The waitress was just so focused on you. Was I just imagining that? Right. I think the lack of sleep is getting to me. Stop keeping me up all night, will you? Anyways, we don't want the food to go cold now, do we? And yours looks so good. I hope you enjoy it. My aunt actually recommended me the place and said all the dishes were to die for. Although I couldn't tell if she was serious or not. It was hard to tell over the phone and due to the fact she was drunk on red wine. Oh, no, really. Please don't find a way to pay me back. I know you'll feel guilty for a while, but I promise, just you being together with me is enough. Okay, baby? Now, eat up, okay? You need to get some fuel in your system to put the furniture together tomorrow. Hey, do you mind if we pop by the convenience store for a bit? I want to pick up some eggs and bread for breakfast. Speaking of which, how would you like your eggs? Sunny side up? Over easy? Over medium? Over hard? Maybe even scrambled? I see. Noted. Expect it on top of your toast first thing when you wake up. Go on, pick up some snacks if you'd like. Again, my treat. If it makes you feel better, we can share. Maybe do a little snack swap? Oh, you know, I'll show you snacks I used to eat when I didn't have to worry about my weight. Well, as you grow older, your metabolism just isn't the same anymore. And you show me snacks that you enjoy. Get to swap lives through food. Isn't that fun? Go on, darling. Choose your snacks. I'll go pick up the ingredients.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to bump into you. Oh my god. It's you. Dick Bick. Remember? That's what everyone called you in high school. Are you slow? The jocks pantsed you in front of the whole cafeteria. And obviously, that's how we got your name. Enough of the past. You've gotten so much hotter since high school. No, really, I mean it. Like, you were always sitting in the back of class like some loser. And now, you just look so good. Oh, come on. Stop being so shy. Talk to me. It's been years.
Baby, I got everything I needed. Are you ready?
You smell kind of sweet? Huh, that's an odd scent coming from a man. Do you have a girlfriend, perhaps?
Excuse me. Hi, I'm Ian. His girlfriend.
Nice to meet you, Ian. I'm Airy. He and I used to go way back. We were friends in high school, right, bro? Right? Right. You look a little old. I don't remember you from high school.
I didn't go there. And I don't think it's any of your business to be smelling my boyfriend. Step away from him.
I was just curious.
Leave.
What?
I said leave. Darling, are you okay? I could tell she was making you uncomfortable. I'm sorry for taking too long. If we weren't in a public space, I would have kicked her to the ground, knocked the aisle on top of her, and stomped her skull into the floor. Come on, let's go pay for our things and head home. Hey, how's it going? Oh, no, baby. I'm paying, remember? Put your wallet away. Card, please. What? What are you staring at my boyfriend for? No. Darling, she's looking at you funny. Do you have a problem? What? Do you want to sniff him like the last girl did? Hmm? Okay, baby. We'll go. I'm sorry. I don't know what's up with me lately. Ever since we started to spend more time together, and of course dating, there's a part of me that got consumed by some darkness. All of a sudden, every woman around me is my enemy, who is trying to take you away from me. And the thought of that alone scares me so much. Your existence saved my life. I can't afford to lose you. Seeing that girl from your high school getting all close and chummy with you? So many violent thoughts ran through my brain. I feel like I'm not myself anymore. It's not fair that we met so late in our lives. I wish I could have seen you when you were in high school. Become high school sweethearts, and we could have gotten married. No, that's not fair to John. Without John, I wouldn't have met you. I just wish we could have experienced the stages of life at the same time. But it's okay. This way is okay too. No, baby. You didn't do anything wrong. You never do anything wrong. It's me. I'm the problem. I just can't let you go. You're the best thing to have come into my life aside from John. You belong to me, baby boy. You're not going to leave me, right? You will never leave me. Ever. If you even think about another woman, older, younger, doesn't matter. If I see you lay eyes on another woman who isn't me, I'll have to take matters into my own hands and make sure the only woman in your life is me. No strangers, no high school classmates, just me. You hear me, baby? We'll just live a peaceful life together. No one else to disturb us, to take you away from me. To take away your attention. Okay? Good. My obedient good boy. You listen to mommy so good. Mm-hmm. You want to be with mommy forever, right? Mm-hmm. I love you, baby. I love you so much. Come on, kiss me like you mean it. You're mine. Mine, you're mine, you're mine, you're mine. Only mine. Okay? You belong to mommy. Mommy's good boy. Yeah? Mm-hmm. You're mommy's good boy. I'll protect you from all the bad in the world. Protect you from those dirty, two-faced rats. Okay? Mommy will protect you. You just be good and listen to my every word. You don't want to disobey mommy, do you? Mm-hmm. Don't be a bad boy. Because bad boys get punished. And you don't want to know what I'll do to you. I love you, baby boy. All mine.